Hi everyone, this is Veronica Entwistle. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. And let me see now, we're going to have a really fun time. How many of you are paying attention to the body-mind connection and really breaking it into something useful? Meaning, I was speaking to someone today that I've talked to fairly often, and she said, you know, I can hear what you're saying, but I really don't quite get it. So I went, well, Eureka, it looks like that's what we're going to talk about on Radiance by Design. So tonight we're going to talk about the body-mind connection, some of the emotions that you're are concealing in your body, how to move them along. And if you move them along, you can actually move along a lot of aches and pains and some pretty dire sicknesses. And maybe you can't, because as somebody else said, it could be karmic or whatever we believe is cellular and so on, but I'm not going to worry about that much. I just want to say sometimes it's not really, really simple to clear things, and sometimes it's just easy peasy. So let's talk about you tonight. I hope you're going to call in. Nobody's been calling in lately, but I know that we've been talking to a lot of you, so I guess it doesn't matter so much. But I'd love it if you call in. I find it really interesting. I love to hear your voices. I love to look at you through the radio and find out what's going on in your life and see how you're shining away out there and trying to polish yourself up even more. Because as you change the energy, you change the reality. And to radiate at a higher and higher level is what we're here for, isn't it? We're here to kind of lift our fields and frequency enough so that we can create a different reality. I say different because right now I'm living in California, and as a lot of you know, there's an incredible drought. And I have to remember regularly to be sending out visualizations that the drought can be healed. And I always refer to Peter Calhoun, who was a really an amazing paradigm shifter a while back, partly because he was a very believable man whose journeys that he went through were very, very helpful for us to realize that we can, for example, shift with our mind, with our unlimitable selves, we can shift the atmosphere. We can shift conditions on the planet. And we can shift how we relate to other people. We can shift how, you know, how we, a lot of times we have to break some of the patterns in our body, mind, our vibrational vehicle of light, so that we can allow our consciousness to expand, unfold, and take roles that are multidimensional. So I want to say, thinking about the drought, for example, or the dire circumstances on this planet, pick a circumstance, any circumstance, pick an election, any election, pick some corruption, any corruption, pick poverty in a country that's known as the wealthiest country on the planet, things like that. There's some really bizarre healing things that challenge us to think, oh my gosh, if you go back to the Bhagavad Gita, which is somewhere around 8,000 years ago, the conditions were like that then. And so what does it tell us about human consciousness, human compassion, and about love and all of that? As a mass culture, we haven't really taught ourselves how to use that as the incredible glue or the incredible force that it can be to spread like a wave all over the planet and really lift some of the painful or the aspects of life on this planet that need healing. You and I can participate in that. We're going to do some of that tonight. Maybe we'll do all of it. Who knows? Maybe we'll suddenly flip into a much higher consciousness realm. What do you think? Together. All right, so let's start off with our structures, and I hope that some of you will call in. If you don't, I'm going to pick on you anyway, because remember, what we're talking about tonight is learning to get the body-mind connection, make it, vivify it, make it real, and also to play with the energy structures, the structures that we've used every week to do a coherent energy field that we can radiate out, and to learn to be more in the beingness of being a vibrational vehicle of light instead of Veronica Entwistle or whoever you are. instead of being a person like that, we get to be a vibrational vehicle of light. And then we learn to dissociate ourselves from some of the old beliefs and the limiting frustrations, angers, leftover hoo-ha that is registered throughout our body mind and helps us to create over and over again patterns that might make us very unhappy or very, very... What is it that they can make us? They can make us feel like, oh my gosh, there's a drought. We're all in big trouble, and there's nothing we can do about it, right? Or there's corruption in the higher realms of the banks and so on, and there's nothing we can do. We can get over that. We can start just really believing and knowing and sending light out there and visualizing and breathing deeply and releasing any of the blocked energies in our body, mind, so you and I can connect in knowing that we can move consciousness beyond those things. So we're going to bring in the lights together tonight, right? So take a couple of deep breaths and feel the breaths moving through your body, mind. One more. And now I want you to just imagine all the people listening to this show. Just imagine energetically we're all connected. You can feel it go click, 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 click. Click, 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 click. We can feel connected all over the world, right? And you know, when you do that, you get a little sparkle in your body. Did you feel that? I'm getting some funny signals here. I don't know what they are. Let's see. I don't know. Okay, if I'm ignoring a signal, please forgive me. I'm not even sure what it is. Okay, so here we go. So now that we're all connected and you can feel that fine sparkle that comes when you're consciously reaching out with your vibrational vehicle of light, your arms and hands or your hearts or whatever you do, and connecting with all of these people all over the world. The other place to connect is above your head, way above your head, perhaps 2 miles or even farther. And see up there a golden ball. And it's a golden ball of light. And it's being stoked up or stocked up by universal flows, huge downloads of high frequency energies. And down below your spine, there's another golden ball. Maybe it's only 40 feet down. We have the one, the top one is sticking way out there. The bottom one is a lot lower. And it's below your spine. Now drop from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball, a golden filament of light. Okay, and from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a pyramid, three-sided pyramid. And it's about waist height. We're going to push it out so we can play underneath it. And then upside down, meeting its base to base, another three-sided pyramid. It's gold as well. And it's pointing into the lower golden ball. Good. And now inside of that, because now the two of them are pushed together, which means that they're like a great big diamond. Isn't that what it means? Yes, it does. And can you all see that? There are people that say they can't really imagine it, but I think it's really quite easy if you let yourself see that the two bases go together, right? So then you've got a big diamond. Now inside of that, I want you to create a crystal ball. And the inside edges of that crystal ball touch the inside edges of your big diamond. Right? You got it? Okay. And that big crystal ball is shimmering and shimmering, and it's a very feminine energy. It's a sweet, round, soft, womb-like energy. And inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron. And you're inside the star tetrahedron. You knew that, right? You're inside the star tetrahedron, and you have that beautiful filament of gold light running through your body, right through your spine. You're inside the star tetrahedron, and I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning it. Have it spin and spin and spin, spin and spin and spin. And as it spins faster and faster, you can really feel it. It's like when we connected our lights together. You could feel that, couldn't you? Or a lot of you could. And now when you're in that star tetrahedron, in the crystal ball, in the big diamond, you can feel as you spin and spin and spin in this star. Good. You can look in front of you and see a magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to do a few movies. Remember the story that we do every week? Okay, and the first movie is you becoming what you want to become. And I always say to you, I want to be consciously multidimensional. Right? So I want to be able to talk to you from any dimension that exists. Yeah. And I can do a little bit of that now, but not the whole thing yet. We're getting there. We're getting there. It's this weekly practice probably helps a lot, right? So in we go. We're seeing the first movie is you becoming whatever it is you want to become. Yeah. Some of you want to become healers. Some of you want to become famous. Some of you want to become, it doesn't matter, whatever it is you want to become, taller, shorter, fatter, thinner, multidimensional. And wrap that in light when you think you're getting somewhere in your vision. Move it over to the side. And we're now going to create a second movie. And this movie is you creating something you want to create. And you see all the pieces coming. The money, the place, the people, the resources, everything comes, the energy you need, the food you need, who cares which things you want to create, everything that needs to come together for your personal project. It can be a home and family, it can be a movie, it can be a world travel, it can be outer space, it doesn't matter. See all the pieces flowing together. And remember, we have such power in visualization, such power in creating our reality in our thoughts and feelings. Remember your body as well. So let your body be involved in creating this dream of your future project, we'll put it. And now when your project is done, see yourself receiving enough of the resources it takes to keep that project ongoing for its natural lifetime. For whatever lifetime it needs to live for. Good. That's it. Until its natural cessation, until it's naturally done. Everything's naturally done at some point, right? Even you and me. So wrap that in light, move it over to the side. Now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. And we're calling in. You have such a beautiful team of guides and angels around you, higher self, consciousness, leading up into source energy. And out of those beings, choose your wonderful guidance that's especially good at healing. Or ask the ones who want to volunteer to come and stand around our healing table in the Galactic Healing Center. And the first person to flop over on that table is you. You get over there and lie on that table. And if you like, look up at the beings that stand around it. Who are they? Do you know them? Some of them are very high beings, aren't they? Some of them aren't. Some of them are just beings that you know. They might be high at certain levels, but you know what I mean. Some of them won't be ascended masters. Some of them will. It depends on who you're calling in at which particular time. So you lie down on this table and ask for the healing that you're looking for. Good. Now, sometimes we don't know what it is we're looking for. And they'll tell you, ask them then, what is it I need? And I'm getting some instruction again. I get quite a bit of instruction doing this. Do you? I don't share it with you all the time, do I? Okay. We have a caller, but I'm going to get you to wait just for a few minutes so I finish this section, okay? That's it. And now we wrap that in light, And I can feel it. I can feel it affecting me. Can you feel it affecting you, how they're helping you? And say thanks to them as you wrap yourself in light. You wrap this whole scenario in light. Move it over to the left. And remember, your healing team can replicate themselves. So they can come with you. They can work away there. They're magical. Create another table. All right. And then we see our healing team come back, replicate themselves. And who's coming in? Well, actually, I want to bring in someone who just passed. She's a very, very beautiful woman. And I would say 25 years ago, quarter of a century ago, she moved from the airlines into having MS, two children, and her husband took off because he didn't want to deal with it. I think what we're going to do is take our caller, Patty, before we go back into the structures. But I want us to go back into the structures because I want us to do something about, and I just want to finish that one, the journey of Chris. Bless her heart. Everyone send light and ask our healing team to send light as her soul makes its way into the realms beyond. And I know she learned a lot in her 25 years of MS. And I know her children did. So big blessings to her, and may the team surround her, her soul, and her family. Okay, so Patty, you are on the air. How welcome you are.
Oh, thank you so much, Veronica. I have a very bad cold or flu bug. I don't know what it is right now, so my voice is not very clear.
Well, I'm not going to ask you to sing opera then.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I was just wondering if you would be able to see if you could give me any kind of reading or guidance at this point.
You know what we're doing right now? The healing team is working on your little body because you're not feeling very well, right? And
not
what they're
all.
Saying,
not at all.
Yeah, I know. And they're working on you. So my hands are going crazy here, and we're buzzing, and we're so take advantage
really?
Of that. Yeah. And for people at home, not that Patty isn't at home, but she's kind of up front right now. Sometimes when the healing team is working like that, you can feel it as well. So if you've got any similar illness, flu, cold, whatever, feel it. Let it move through your body, because like we were saying, with the body-mind connection, it's really important to move the energies along. You know something, Patty? I've actually caught colds over the phone by people. And
wow. Well, you don't want that.
No, honey, I'm not saying it for that reason. I'm saying, gee, we can really feel it and take it on, and you can also clear it. So it's just another realm as far as energy goes, and it's kind of funny. To me, it's very interesting. We should learn about that, shouldn't we? And you're not working right now, are you? I can't remember your story here right now, but I'm seeing, just a sec here.
Okay.
You're not working, are you?
No, I'm not. I have called in a few times. Actually, twice before. Aaliyah is the one. I am Aaliyah's friend, and
I
came out of a sleep, and that's why I'm calling in so late. I fell asleep and missed the first part of the program.
Well, you didn't miss very much, honey. You just missed the part that just crashed and burned. But what I'm seeing is when I often don't remember everybody's situation because I go through so many situations.
I know you don't.
But what I'm seeing, first of all, and you want to be specific. So I said, are you working? Do you have an employment at this point? You said no. And I'm seeing that there's an emergence. There's something about the base of your spine that there's an emergence coming up, meaning it's like the rising. We have a true nature, each of us, and it has gifts in it. And you've got some new gifts coming up, but you're dealing with a sort of a sadness still. You've been kind of kept down by the old emotional stuff. And I think you're stepping. I think you're coming out of that, honey.
Oh, Veronica, that is so wonderful to hear, because I don't feel like I am. I don't know. Okay.
Okay, you can ask the next caller to wait for a minute because I'd just like to talk with Patty a bit longer here.
Thank you. I really need it.
I know, and you're doing a great job of trying, you see. That's the thing. And one of the things I want to say to you is don't judge it because you think you're not getting anywhere. You're better to say, oh, my belief is I'm not getting anywhere. I want to feel where that is. See if you can do this with me. I want to feel not getting anywhere all through my body. Where is it? Where is it really settled? And I think it's at the base of your spine, the upper thighs on the back, the chest, the sternum area. What do you think?
Yeah, and I have like a vibration in my body that when I'm lying still, because I feel that I'm very depressed.
Okay.
That I don't know who does know where their life is headed. I don't know, and I have been on the spiritual path for many, many years, and I just feel like I am failing, and it feels that way.
But that's a huge judgment on yourself. A, B, the the word failing is a very interesting word because it presupposes a specific goal, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah, it does.
And if you look into spiritual writings, which I'm sure you've done a lot of, you'll see over and over and over again that the real goals of the spiritual journey is ultimately it's about love, right?
Yeah.
And it's about forgivenesses. It's not about getting the gold watch. It's not about being the best school teacher. It's not about any of those things, you know. It's about love and about releasing old crap. You know what I mean by that is like old self-judgments and so on, and really tuning in to the role of your journey. And I see in your journey also there's a terrific amount of, my goodness, your colors are changing as we talk, which means to me that we're touching something. I want to say that you have a lot of grief, probably because of your ostensible failure. Pardon me?
Yeah, and the passing of loved one.
Passing of a loved one, yeah. That'll do it, won't it?
Yeah.
So one of the things about that grief is that grief, you know, we talked about this before, but grief is a very, very powerful reaction. It's one of the biggest tools that we use as human beings to transform. You know that? And you had quite a bit of it as a small person, actually. I'm not sure why. But they show that on your spiritual journey, you had times where you didn't feel that so much. Now it's back up. But it's got something to do with you becoming... you got to write about this stuff. Have you done that?
I was, but then I stopped.
Don't stop. You know why? Even if you write blobity, blobity, blah, 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 just write and write and write and write and write. Because something, when I look inside of you, and then I'll have to go on to my next caller. I'm excited to have a caller.
Okay,
right?
I know.
When we do blobity, blah, it's like deep down inside of you, there's a light pushing to come on up. And that light is the light of resolution, the light of, oh, I'm here. You're the only one in the universe. It's you. And you're here to radiate, to resonate with the human process and to lift others as you go through your own and to resolve old, old belief structures from a way back. You're a strong spirit and an old soul. And it's really wonderful to think, oh my goodness, she came here. You're not an avatar, but that's what avatars do in a way. They come in to shine the light so that we can pick up speed. You're here to pick up speed of your own nature in order to help other people, but also in order to transform what was left in you that you grew through as a little kid.
Right.
And your husband loved you, you know.
Yes, very much so.
And you love him.
Yes.
Yeah, and he had to leave before you for a number of reasons.
Early.
One of which is to make sure you get a chance to grow on your own in order to grow out of the stuff that you were born with. You see what I mean?
Exactly. That you're right on point.
Yeah. And you're an old, rich soul. Old King Cole is a merry old soul. Right?
Yes.
And actually, your colors have changed a lot since we started talking. So I'm going, hey, Patty, I think you're going to find more dynamic volatility inside of yourself over the next while. And if I were you, I would sing, yodel, whistle, gargle, dance, paint, draw, anything that eggs on your own synthesis of life. Because grief is a very, very dynamic tool for a human being to use, you know?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Veronica. That sounds so wonderful.
Well, big hugs to you, my friend.
Thank you, honey. May I, real quick, what is your other phone number I can call in and listen to the rest of the show?
Oh, golly, I don't know what it is. Have you got you got your computer in front of you?
No, but I will.
Okay, because
I'll get it in front of me.
It's on the front. Yeah, I know the last four digits.
Oh, okay, I'll just do that. Okay, great.
Okay,
well, I don't want to hold you up.
Okay, thank you for your call, Patty. Big blessings.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much. Okay.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye. And now, then that was an interesting one because it's pretty hard to say what the tool is in grief, but grief is a very powerful tool. So I hope we got some of that clear. And the next caller, you're welcome to speak with us. Join us.
Hey, Veronica, it's Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How are you, darling?
I'm good. Yeah. I just wanted to say a little bit about Patty because, you know, she's a friend of mine, and I told her that you were having your show tonight. And one of the things that came up for me earlier when I was talking to her, maybe a couple days ago, was poetry, which is one of the art forms that I use for emotions that overwhelm me. So what you're telling her is to do art, which is extremely transformative. It is one of the best tools that you can use to transform energy, the energy of grief, any kind of thing that you're dealing with. So whatever.
And you're an artist
aren't
you?
Yeah, I'm basically, I've done all these different art forms, and for me, poetry was the one that I could use for emotions. For visual art, I can't. So, you know, that's different for most people. You know, like a lot of people, you know, might be able to express themselves in art emotionally, but that's not what it's for me. But, you know, that's why all those art forms are there. You know, they're how humanity evolves.
You know, I had a client, I don't know if I've talked about this on the show. I used to live in a little track house that had a long, long hall. And when she came for a couple of sessions with me, she had been through a huge, huge betrayal and so on, was in one of those huge change times in her life. She was very beautiful and worked in the film world. But in any case, she said she didn't know what to do, so she bought these big rolls of newsprint and she pasted them all along her long walls, which I had at the time, but never did this. And she bought three primary colors and big fat brushes, and she just painted without having a goal. And she painted and painted and painted, and ultimately she became a painter. Not a wall painter, but she was just, you see? And she said it was the craziest thing. I just went wild with the three primary colors, and then finally it started to bring something forth, you know? And I thought,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
It was just called authentic painting or something, isn't it? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway,
I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that about poetry as well. So it depends on your nature, doesn't it? Whoever is having the grief, right?
Yeah, I mean, I never really considered myself a poet, but I would start the same way that she did the painting with words. So I would start out with, like, a word. And I was telling Patty the other day about some of these poems that I've written. And you know, again, I don't consider myself officially a poet, but the imagery in these poems, you know, devastating sometimes, you know, just devastating. And you know, that's a sublime. I was really meditating about this the other day and thinking about how, you know, it's, you know, tension that creates, it's that you don't create without tension. So the whole concept of art throughout the ages has been, you know, these artists that created an enormous pressure in their lives. If they didn't have the pressure, they wouldn't be able to create the works of sublime beauty. And beauty isn't necessarily beautiful, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
You know, art is not always beautiful. In fact, many times the best art is not. But it's something that really touches you. So,
well, also, I was thinking the other day how I think it was something I wrote, and I was rereading something I'd written, and I really liked this thing, which was worrying about being crazy, but actually in huge artistic presentations, the person usually has gone into what we would call kind of a craziness to reach some totally different reflection. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a shaman. Actually, I think in my first book, I used to say that artists were the scouts in the frontiers of consciousness. And when you're a scout, you deal with wild animal beasts and dangerous situations and being on your own. And that's the experience.
And stretching way past security.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, and people like Patty and anyone that's on this path is, you know, through whatever reason, being forced to be the scout. And it's not a comfortable position. It never is. You can't expect comfort in that position. But I think we're being forced by our higher selves to explore that route.
The thing about the Bhagavad Gita, I love to refer to, for example, because it's so old and it's so full of spiritual truths that we still adhere to or reach for, and saying, you know, whatever is your soul journey, that's what you're after, and you cannot let fear stop you, and you cannot let appeasing others stop you. You can't, you know, it's your soul's journey, and that's a very tricky thing for people to find out in themselves, to discover in themselves, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, anything worthwhile is not done in comfort. It's done, you know, it's done in that, on the edge. It's the edge of awareness that creates.
Mm-hmm.
You can't create from a group consciousness. You have to be on the edge to create. And you know, creating yourself is, of course, what an artist really does. They create a new self. They
and
don't
are
create
you,
painting.
Do you know the Enneagram?
Oh, yeah.
Because that what you're describing sounds like a four.
No, I'm actually a three.
Oh, okay.
A three is the expressive one, yeah.
Three is what?
Three is expression. Three is creativity.
I guess I learned was that the four goes out onto the frontiers and can't really go with anyone, has to go to some creative, I don't know it enough, I know somebody who could clear us up, but it's like that's just what I've heard over and over, that's what I thought you were describing.
Oh, yeah. If that's what it is, then that is what I'm describing.
Yeah. Okay, well, and tell us quickly how your life is before I go off and finish the structures and the meditation.
I just published the Tarot Key, which is my tarot book. So
good.
It's out there now. I'm both Kindle and print, like 398 pages.
Woo.
Big book. Yeah, and yeah, that's what's going on. I'm going through a lot of stuff. This month is really intense, I think. But do you have any good word for me or anything?
You've got something else going on. The book is more of a not a completion, but it's more like something that puts a definition around a certain phase of your life, and you look like you're going to launch into a whole different way of being. It looks like you're going to feel lighter and freer, and things are going to be more lucrative for you.
That'd be nice.
Uh-huh. And it's because, I think it's because the energies are really changing and you're kind of breaking free of what was more like, I want to tease you and call it a stew pot, a place where you've had to go and stew until you come up with what you want, you know, you really want. Not a place of total comfort, but very productive.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been very productive.
Well, I've been kind of feeling, yeah, go ahead.
I'm done. You go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been really productive, but I've been saying for a while I wanted to finish that book and to get onto something much lighter, but I don't know what that means yet, because in the past I haven't been really good at, like, you know, doing things for money, so it's like, okay, so how do I go forward? I'm not sure. It's the books are... You know, this book is so serious, you know, it's so, you know, it's beautifully written. I don't have any problem with it. You know, it's just I want that part of my life over, too. And I want to go on to something very light and just, you know, enjoy myself and not be pressured to do anything.
Do you do videos? Do you do visual?
Yes, I have. I've got like a whole, I'm just looking over my collection of audio-visual stuff when it published on YouTube, and then looking at the sound files, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so many sound files that I've not even converted yet, but I don't think I'll make them into videos. Now, they had to do with my spiritual path, but there's so many of them, I'd make them into a package and sell them.
Is there something that you want to do that's expressive, and it might even, do you do animation?
No, that's not in my tool set.
Are you interested in, okay, so there's something you're going to get involved in. It's something to do with the beach. I know you love the beach, you love swimming and all that, but there's something about kids, young people, and some sort of video stuff, and I don't know what it is because it's not defined yet. You're going to define it from your own heart, but it seems like you're in a little consortium of people, and there's money behind it. Somebody's going to get the funding for it. And that's the beginning of something. And I know you wouldn't mind an actual job in a way, but I think this is going to be a lot more fun for you. And you will find a creative expression in it that you like very much. So, but I think it's for kids. I'm not sure. I think it's for children.
Well, that's interesting because it hasn't been my focus for a long time.
You might find it's a great way to just lighten up your life for a while. You know how working with kids sometimes can drive you nuts, but it also can make us giggle and play, you know?
Well, I have some funny tarot books that I'm thinking about doing. They're actually...
Oh, good.
Very, very short, a very pithy kind of stuff. And, you know, just real quick ones that might go forward. You know,
well, I think that's probably one of the best things you could do right now, because it has to be fun for you. This is a phase you're coming into. It's got to be fun and, you know, full of beans. And you're driving yourself.
I have been, and I've got to stop it. It's just crazy.
Well, I don't know if it's crazy.
No, I enjoy doing what I do. I mean, I could not just sit on the beach all day, even if I had the wherewithal to do that. I can't do that. But I do need to, like, move into something that's more lucrative and will get me out there more, you know, and get me a whole new set of people to be with, you know.
Well, I see you being involved with a little consortium of people, and it's something to do with kids, something to do with visuals, and I see the beach, and I see you laughing and playing, and there is money. And it's also...
Oh, is it here?
The other thing the guides are saying is that it's kind of a stepping stone to something else that you're going to do. And remember, I started to say you drive yourself, because that's true, But there's an aspect, and this is for everybody at home, Patty and everyone. There is a drive in our soul to meet the next level of expression or the next level of how we live and so on. You know, we have phases of our, I feel like this is true, although I haven't read this anywhere yet, but we have phases of our true nature where it has different stages, and there's a drive coming up in you that'll turn you in a slightly different direction, and you'll find yourself more playful, and it's a bit more lucrative, if not a lot, and lots of short pieces. So I think that's quite exciting. Tell everybody the name of your book again so they can look for it on Amazon, if that's where it is. Is it going to be on Amazon?
A quick question. Is that in this area or is it somewhere else?
It looks like it's in this area.
Okay. The name of my book is The Tarot Key.
Okay.
Unlock the Secrets of Your Soul.
Perfect.
And there's another subtitle and it says A Modern Guide to the Wisdom of the Ancients. So it is a modern guide to that knowledge that has been hidden in a deck of cards. It's amazing.
Oh, good.
What's in it?
Oh, this is good. So you've gone a lot deeper than some of them go, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's got all this information in it coming from all these different sources, and I've created a new technique for reading the cards that allows you to access your own intuition. Combining how an artist would view the cards and, other techniques. So there's blended techniques.
And how the poet would use the cards?
How an artist would use the cards. So
I know, I'm teasing you. I'm bringing it back into you saying
Well, that's true because poets, and to me, poetry is emotional, so there's an emotional component to the cards.
Yeah.
So there's the symbols, the emotions, the energy, which is the composition of the card, and then the numerology of the card. And I don't think anyone has got a tarot book out there that teaches tarot from that particular standpoint. In fact, I know there isn't any, or emphasizes numerology, which is very basic to the tarot. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Okay. And symbols. Well, thank you, Aaliyah, for calling in, and I wish you the best. Lots of sales on your book, but also I hope you're going to let us know when this wonderful new project comes up.
I hope you're right. I hope that happens. That would be fun.
It would be fun.
I'm looking at having fun, going forward. Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for being you, for having the program.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we're going to go back into the structures. Do you all remember where you were in the structures? Okay. We got a couple of people we want to heal here. And I'm seeing, let's see the structure with your healing team again around a table. And I have two tables here. One of them is a woman who's gone through an incredible amount of betrayal, loss, business loss, and so on. And she has an interesting relationship between her emotional state. And as Aaliyah was talking about, creating is a wonderful way to deal with your emotions, especially when you're in a state of transformation. It's wonderful to paint, to draw, to write, anything that's creative. Because remember, the throat chakra is how you synthesize wisdom out of everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going, right? And so if you've got a lot going on, you might drop your thyroid, right? So this woman that I'm talking about, one of them, I'm talking about several women here tonight, but or maybe we could say this is true for all of us, but some of us have more of an emotional propensity and no way to express it, so we put it into illnesses, okay, or depression, or all of the above. And sometimes it's because we get no nurturing as kids. And some other thing we were talking about today with different people is that, for example, if you're a little girl or if you're a little kid and you really get wounded, you really get hurt, and no one comes in to protect you, you can feel kind of vulnerable and really sorry for yourself and want to have illnesses and vulnerabilities so that other people will look after you. And that is not really, really unusual. That's not an aberrant situation. I've known a lot of people like that. And there are two kinds of people that have that kind of condition. One is the ones who recognize it and move themselves out of it and can move that fast. And the other ones who, whether or not they recognize it, will do nothing to move out of it because it's who they are and how they want to be. And I want to tease that very person and say, it isn't who you are, it's how you've adapted to life. And who you are is something that's up for grabs all the time. Who are you really? Remember, that's Ramana Maharshi's wonderful mantra, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Which helps you scour out or dig yourself, excavate yourself out of this huge cocoon of reactions and adaptations that you and I have made all the way through our life or lifetimes. Could be thousands of lifetimes. Who knows? We just don't really know that. So my friend has now developed and is trying to work her way out of living in her old adaptations. She's trying to let, like Patty, or even like Aaliyah, or like me, or like a lot of you, trying to adapt and move her way into being a new person with more choice than just being surrounded by adaptations. But what's happened is she's developed, she's gone through a huge amount of betrayal and loss, disappointment, grief, and so on all levels of her life. And she's developed this great kind of a lump thing on the back. And if we went into that lump to see what was in it, and it's just full of a lot of reactions about this person, that situation. And I want you to realize, a lot of you, and this my friend who's on the healing table that has this big lump, it's quite large actually. My understanding is it's about as large as a hand size, but it's this big swelling. And what we're asking the healing team to do, we're asking our person as she's lying on the table to pay attention to any emotions that she can find in that particular container, any emotions there. And when she does that, she can feel how other parts of her body leap up and talk too, going, ha, it's also in my foot. Oh, it's also in the back of my left thigh. Oh, it's also here and it's also there. So everybody at home can do that. Pick a place that you think is like, whether it's your, I've got a sore wrist because I fell a few weeks ago, as I told you. And so I can pick that and ask to feel what emotions are in it. So we're seeing the healing team is inside her vibrational vehicle of light and in and under that lump. And they're soothing and they're working with her. I can feel the energies moving round and round and round her body. And they're moving into, now you got to remember this, they're moving into the vibrational vehicle of light that she is. That's a part of her true structure. There we are. And they're moving right through her body, pulling out, that's it, pulling out a terrific number of old beliefs and old emotions. Because this person, when she goes through enough of this assortment of sorting through, it's like cleaning the basement, only worse sometimes, sorting through the kinds of feelings that are logged in her body, she's going to have so much attention and attraction for other people because she's just radiant and she has a whole lot of reasons. She's talented, she's radiant, she's fun and funny. She has a lot of reasons to attract a lot of new people and to present her identity differently. So the healing teams are pulling streams and streams of reactions out of her. Now we're going to do wrap that in light, move it over to the side, not meaning to hurry, but we're running out of space here, time. And on the other table, we have a woman who's got a terrific amount of body pain. I've brought her in a lot. And any of you that have body pain, let's see her healing team, and let's have the healing teams assemble around this one. the body pain and the fear. There we are. And the fears. And any of you who have a lot of body pain will be afraid a lot too, because you're afraid that you're going to have that all the time, or you're afraid of the medications that you take to sublimate the pain or to suppress it. There we are. Oh my. And so the healing team is working with her. And we're going to ask them to continue working with both of these people till late in the night if they want to. And let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now we're going to have a big healing table, and let's do it on water. Water around the world, and we'll start off specifically with it being in drought areas. Apparently New Mexico is no longer in drought. That changed. And I go back to Peter Calhoun, who they called in rain, and they ended a drought in Sedona area one time that I know of. And I'm going, we can do that too. So let's call in the water imbalances. I read today, Edgar Cayce said that there would be a sudden shift of spiritual consciousness and enlightenment, which will alter or will turn the whole world's dynamic of corruption and greed. I don't know. I saw that and went, all right, I'm up for that. Because that's what we're wanting to visualize. That's what we're wanting to bring forward. So we're putting this whole water situation on our healing table. And we're asking the healing teams and their healing teams and their healing teams and their healing teams to work with us. To work with us on this. And help us to create a balance. Plenty of water on the planet that's potable and a nice distribution. So it's not about floods or anything. It's about just a loving, nurturing flow of water and our ability to nurture its supply and nurture its containments and to share it. Yeah. And I see the healing teams are saying, we can do this. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left. So let's also see where there's the elements, okay? So that's the water we've called in. So let's also call in a balance of the heat of global warming, a balance of the atmosphere. Let's bring in the atmosphere, okay? We have a special table here. Let's bring in the atmosphere and have it balance its contents all over the world. Mm-hmm. And somehow, I don't know how this can happen, but we don't have to know how. We have to throw it into the hands, the arms, the hearts of our healing teams of layers and layers of consciousness, that it is possible to heal this planet. Mother Earth is trying to heal herself. It's possible to heal the planet. And it's possible to heal the atmosphere so that the weather patterns are more manageable for us, and we manage the earth better than we've ever done before. Yeah, just see yourself being a huge, huge, loving interaction with all of life, including the atmosphere. So things balance out, nurturing it. So let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side. Let's call in from the great way out there, golden light that comes in through the top of your head, pokes into the top of your head, rolls round and round in your head, and in through your neck, down into your heart, back up into your shoulders, out your hands, and feel that light pouring out of your hands and see yourself patting all the places of the earth where there's sickness, where there's inequity, where there's starvation, where there's flooding, where there's fire, name it, anything that you see. Yeah. And the healing of the animals and the animal kingdom and the trees and the flowers. Oof. And have that light go round and round and round and round our planet, round and round and round until the whole planet's bathed in it. And have it come back up through your hands, up your arms, into your shoulders, roll down through your heart, back up through the neck, out the top of the head. And now I want you to turn and close off the Galactic Healing Center and spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. And I want to say thank you so very much for listening to Radiance by Design, for tuning in and sharing with me. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'd love to hear from you. VeronicaEntwistle.com. That's VeronicaEntwistle.com. Click the Ask Veronica button or sign up for my little weekly newsletter so you hear who's on the radio on Paradigm Shifters and what else is going on. Many, many blessings to all of you. Thank you for sparking up one another all over the world. Much love. Good night.